What cemetery is this called, Mom?
This is the Fairmont.
Fairmont.
I didn't bring big enough scissors to cut everything. Your grandma and grandpa.
I haven't seen Aunt Nancy's grave here yet.
Jenny.
Your grandma Jenny?
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa.
Oh, grandma and grandpa.
Here's grandma.
Grandpa Arnold Edwin. 1879 and 1954. The Pettersson. Arnold Edwin Pettersson. 1879-1951, together forever.
Yeah.
Jenny Marie, 1880-1963. Mm-hmm. Mammoth Henry, 1909-1995. Wow, together forever. Marion S., 1912-2012. Boy, I love how you got all the mountains,
yeah,
and the pine trees are on there. It's amazing how these sculptors can chisel that in there.
That's a penny from.
Did we leave that
Angel
penny there?
Bat's wings. Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
And Uncle Art is illegally here above with my grandma.
Uncle Art is here too?
Illegally. Yes.
Oh, illegally.
Uh-huh. But,
you guys just come out here with a shovel one day and
yeah,
put them in there? You did? Mm-hmm. That's great.
Okay. I don't think you've seen Uncle Arnie's yet either, have you?
Oh, you know, I think last time we were here, I saw Uncle
right.
Arnie's.
Okay.
Arnold Edwin. I keep forgetting his name. Middle name was Edwin. I got to use that name for a character at some point.
Yeah.
Arnold Edwin Mammoth. Arnie. There he is with his.
You can't see it because we got his boat back, but he's gone fishing.
Oh yeah, it says gone fishing on it.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
That's an angel.
Gone fishing.
Angel got his wings.
I love it. They chiseled a little fisherman
that one
in there. Yeah. September 19th, 1935, December 16th, 2009. Wow.
Yeah.
So crazy. It's been that
almost
many years so far.
Uh-huh.
9 years he's been gone.
Yeah.
Vidas. Marianne Joyce Mammoth. So she preferred to be called Joyce, huh?
Yeah.
We love you, Mom. That's great. 1934 to 1988.
I love the name Marianne, but she wanted to be called Joyce.
At what age did she decide to be called Joyce?
Oh, probably early teenagers. I don't know. I don't even know if I was born yet when she decided to be called Joyce.
Wow. Wow, Aunt Nancy's is just so shiny and new. Loving wife and mother. This is the first time I've seen this one.
With the daisies.
Mm-hmm. June 6, 1940 to April 2nd, 2017.
You put flowers in there. That's for
Uncle Arnold. Oh, that's great.
The top part?
What about it?
Is that for Uncle Tom? Is that reserved for him? The top part?
Is that top part reserved for him?
No,
do you know?
I don't think so.
What are the holes for? What are they?
I don't know. Put flowers in, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know. Because he doesn't want to be buried.
I don't even remember this
he's
part.
Not even, he's atheist.
It's a pretty stone. So.
Atheists don't get buried?
No.
They get shot out of a cannon?
No, they don't. They're
what do they do?
They're non-believers.
What do they do? Just throw their dead bodies in a field?
I thought they reserved this. They wanted it for both of them to be buried here.
I don't know. She just wanted her ashes scattered. But Kelly wanted to do this.
Wow, families together.
It's a big family. We gotta give a penny because Joyce is. Angel's got her wings. A penny is gone.
Maybe there's a penny in your car. Maybe Jenny's got one. Hey, Jen, do you have a penny? Or there might.
We need some pennies. Half of our angels lost their wings. I probably have some.
So, for those of you listening right now, you've probably gathered that we're at the cemetery. My grandma and grandpa. Boy, it's just crazy to hear myself say it out loud and just like, just blasted with so many memories right now. Huh? Do I want any of the other pennies?
Do any of the other ones have pennies on?
Oh, let me see. Let's see. We might need one. Two. I think so. Understand now why people like going to cemeteries.
Here you put one down.
Angel. 1965. Whoa, I haven't seen a penny that old in a while. Let's give that one to Aunt Joyce. So, Uncle Arnie, Aunt Joyce, Aunt Nancy. God, it must be crazy to be the only one surviving of your family. It's bizarre when I think about that my mom is the only one surviving of that family. What was that story you were saying that, he used to work in a, or actually, great-grandma Jenny used to work in a flower bakery?
Yeah.
Or?
Uh-huh. And he'd come by every day, he was a carpenter. And he'd look in the window and she thought he was so handsome. She was so shy. He was so handsome, you know, of course she'd look away and he'd look at her, you know, and just kind of tip his hat.
He'd just see her through the window?
Yeah. His hat at her and she'd look away and finally one day he came in to meet her and she said, oh, I thought he was so handsome. I think he was, let's see, what was he, a year older? I know, finally he got up the nerve to come in and talk with her a little bit. I think she was working for her aunt. And they start recording.
That's awesome. And then they both found out that they were from Norway, huh?
Oh, they knew they were from Norway because they were in a Norwegian area. Yeah, you could tell. I mean, they spoke heavy, you know, accent.
Oh, so she knew he was Norwegian just by looking at him through the window?
Yeah, but it was all Norwegian people in that area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like if you go to, like, Chinatown or something,
yeah.
Like that kind of thing?
Yeah. Tall, blonde, good-looking, like Uncle Annie, you know, just a really good-looking guy. Oh, I only have a little scissors, so we're not going to do any of the cutting. I'll have to come out to do that.
Did she teach you Norwegian?
I just learned bits and pieces. She and my mom used to speak it all the time. And my grandpa, my dad, too. My dad
oh my gosh.
More Norwegian than he did German.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that grandma spoke Norwegian.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Her brother.
She never once demonstrated that in all the years I've known her.
I heard.
You heard her speak Norwegian?
I heard her say some words.
Wow.
Her brother, her youngest brother, Earl, only spoke Norwegian until he was six.
She
oh.
Some words and sentences. I never heard her, like, speak full.
Yeah, she spoke to my father, too.
Huh.
I understood a lot of it, but I never actually learned the whole language.
Do you think you could, if you heard some Norwegians talking, you'd be able to pick it up and you like go, oh, I know what you're saying.
I could play.
Do you still have relatives living in, do we still have relatives living in Norway?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember Grandma always saying, oh, yeah, you go out there and you can see your relatives.
How would we even find those people? Because I intend on doing that someday.
Well, I don't know if they'll be alive by then.
Do you think they would have had any kids at that point?
Well, yeah, probably.
Oh, I don't know how I would get a way to find those
Odemark.
Folks.
O-O-D-E-M-A-R-K.
Odemark?
Odemark.
And that's...
Grandma's side.
Odemark.
From Oslo. My grandfather's side was from Bergen.
Odemark. I gotta look for that. O-D-E-M-A-R-K?
It was actually O. With a little thing. O. Little thing over it. D-E-M-A-R-K. We've got family tree somewhere. I think Aunt Nancy has, if we can ever get it back. Barney had one too, I don't know where that went.
So amazing when we were out there at Grandma's just looking through that box and seeing their paperwork like stamped and signed when they arrived to America.
Uncle
and
Ernie,
looking at those photos.
Or not Uncle Ernie. I told Uncle Tom I need to get that back.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta do that before he decides to move to Texas or something.
Well, I know, he doesn't know where anything is. He's like, I don't remember bringing that. I'm like, well, no, we have it.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure if he let you kind of look around, because you remember what it looked like.
I should have brought a second pail, or are we just gonna... Huh?
You want me to dump this out and get fresh stuff?
Yeah. Just so we can...
We have bottled water?
Before it dries.
We're just using it. There's a thing over there.
There's water over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hose. Pipe.
There's one over there, too.
Oh.
Wow.
This fresh breeze. I mean, this is just...
I knew you wouldn't have time to clip all this. We bring clippers with us, so we cut the grass way back and make it look really pretty. That's all right. I really don't know what this.
Those might be for flowers, huh? It does look like it.
Yeah. mean, if it's for this, it's very odd that they would have a big one like that, because they'd pay more money for it.
I mean, it does look like it would be the size of this, like more,
yeah,
whole, you know.
Yeah.
Like another one of these would fit on there.
Yeah.
So maybe they left that option open in case Uncle Tom did want to be buried here. You know, maybe yeah. they're just like, just in case.
No,
because it's getting too dirty. That water was too dirty. We have to rinse it.
I just rinsed it. I just got fresh water. That's where it was.
Oh, you just rinsed the ones we did already? No, we have to rinse these first.
I was just wiping them off with the towel.
Oh, could we rinse them and then I'll get more water? Here, Kurt, I'm going to rinse them. You dry them with the towel.
Cool.
This hasn't been rinsed. Oh, we gotta watch a penny. See, this one had too much grass. I couldn't just dry it.
Thank you, though. Look at that, it's starting to shine. Wow. It's getting shiny. Pedersen.
Yeah, it's cool because kind of in the sunlight, when it hits it certain ways, you can see little sparkles.
Yes. I'm looking at it like it's... I'm starting to see exactly what you're saying. They're starting to pop up right now as I'm kind of... kind of cleaning off these letters here. Yeah.
Whatever kind of stone they use.
Just a beautiful day out here. Just a beautiful day. Wow.
We're catching the big ones or what? Probably have everybody else doing it for you. Here. Oh, very nice. Look at that. Look at you. What a pretty boy you are. There are more towels over there, too. Maybe we can get one of the clean ones.
Oh, thanks, Jenna. Gone fishing.
Yeah, he's gone fishing. Well, I don't know why you should get an angel. I don't know if you got your wings yet or not. He's probably cruising the cruising the area. You know, see what's what.
He's fishing in the stream of consciousness.
Yeah, there you go. He's here, there, everywhere. They're trying to catch him. They dry off the marble perch around. Oh. I should be so upset. I'm sorry I haven't kept up with this as much as you'd like it to be. I'll find some kind of special marble cleaner for you.
All right.
Now, is this supposed to be colors like that, Jenny?
What?
Or is that just how it's drying?
I think it's just how it's drying.
Okay.
I wonder what, like, the people who own these businesses making gravestones, like, what thoughts run through their head while they're chiseling these? Like, what kind of, like, just with that idea, like, I'm making this for,
well, you would hope they put some
people.
Kind of feeling into it, you know, that they really care, but then again, it's a job. Make it too.
Kind of cool to get like different requests for stuff or different requests to put on there.
Yeah.
You want them to be. You know, you can only hope that they put some kind of feeling and love into it. But.
Yeah. Picking out the proper flower arrangements, Jen?
Yeah.
How's your knee doing?
It's a little sore.
Oh boy. You walloped it good. What are you finding out?
I do this part too quick. Let me throw some water in there if we have any. What the, to get the sheen back.
Huh.
Onto the choices of Dana's ribs.
Imagine how many gardens Aunt Ansie's planted by now,
yeah.
And or trees she's grown.
Yeah. Flowers and different plants and making special arrangements, teaching everybody the different types of flowers.
The afterlife botanist. There is.
This is a cut that's on the bottom. You can see he's gone fishing. Oh, okay.
some point in the future, I imagine that they'll have screens, you know, down here that will play home videos or show pictures of the times them growing up and the great times you shared. How late are cemeteries open till?
Till dusk.
So did you all come out here at dusk and bury Uncle Art over there?
Yeah. Daddy and Mom and I did.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Wow. So he was there before they were. Uncle Art was buried here before Grandma and Grandpa were, right? Is that what you're saying? So they had already bought this ahead of time? Is that what it was?
Let's see. Yeah. No, they didn't buy it ahead of time. We had these plots. There's another one here for me.
So you already bought the plot ahead of time? Oh, gotcha. So you bought the plot ahead of time, and then...
Yeah, not the headstones, just all the plots.
And you kind of knew exactly what locations they were going in?
Well, yeah. Well, he wanted to go with Grandma. With his mom.
Oh, Uncle Art did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay, so this was here.
So
this was here.
Died.
And then Grandma and Grandpa came out, and you came out with them?
Mm-hmm.
And
he
was did. Uncle Arnie with you, too?
No. Just me.
So just the three of you, and then you put Uncle Art right here. Wow.
We dug a hole, and we put him in here with his mom.
And then what happened to Uncle Art's wife?
Well, she moved to Arizona. She would be 101. Wow. And she was cremated. She was Swedish, by the way. She was cremated, and I don't know what Eric did with her ashes.
Was it... So, were you saying that Uncle Art worked at the Art Institute?
Yeah, he worked at the Art Institute in his early years.
Thank you.
And, pretty gem.
Did he ever try to sneak any of his art into the Art Institute?
No.
Boy, oh boy. Those are those kinds of time machine ideas that I think about. Like where I'd like to go, who I'd like to meet. I'd love to hang out with Uncle Arnie when he was younger. I'd love to meet Uncle, you know Uncle Art and see him making his stuff. Here we go, laying the flowers down. It's amazing.
I gave Grandma the rose.
I'm going to take a photo of this. This will be going on in Instagram for my future self to look at. I'm going to take a photo of this right now. So, Jenna, were there people at the reunion that you had a hard time recognizing?
No, because I've seen most of them through the past reunions. So.
Oh, you've been on the reunions. That's right.
For the most part, it was the same people.
Who did you see this time that you have not seen before?
A couple guys I didn't really recognize. There were Josh's friends.
Who did you mostly talk with?
I talked with everybody.
Talked to everyone? You made sure to go around and try to...
Yeah, I tried to talk to everyone.
I did too.
there's so many folks to catch up with, so many kids to meet. Like, I haven't seen some of those guys in eons, you know? Yeah. And then to see that, whoa, you got a kid, and like, whoa, you got six kids, and whoa, wait, you got another kid on the way? You got three kids? Or...
I know.
It's just, man. I love the stories that emerge when those specific people are there. Like, there's only a way that those stories will come out of you, or that you remember them, only if that person were there, you know? Like, holy cow, I forgot about... When would be the last time that I think about Jim Accomando stories, or... stories with Kevin, or... I mean, Chuck Ernest, yikes. Did you see everyone you wanted to see while you're in town? Were you able to catch up on the hanging out with friends that you wanted to see?
It would have been cool to see the Ernests.
Oh, yeah.
I texted Kelly and told her, you know, I was sorry she wasn't feeling good.
Our cousin Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe next time. It's just so hard to see everybody.
I would love to. And I would love it just to see what would happen, like, if she were to drink ozonated water, how that would affect her condition. This will be an interesting test, because when I start feeling sniffles and I start sneezing and I start feeling the, like, if I were to draw lines, like, I could feel like there's that, it feels like weirdly dry back there. Usually I don't let it get to this point. I mean, at least ever since I got the ozonated water, the ozonator, so it'll be interesting to go home and to see how many glasses of water it'll take to reverse this to then being back to not having it anymore. Because obviously, like right now at this point, I know I can already feel it's progressed further down my nose than yesterday when I went to sleep.
Yeah.
And so when I go home, it's going to be interesting to... Because I know right now, if I let this go, you already know it's gonna travel down. You're gonna feel it in your throat, and before you know, you're gonna be coughing. So I'm curious to see what's gonna happen, how fast it's gonna reverse it for us. Yeah, my buddy, Mike, who you met, he says he hasn't had a cold in how many years? Remember, you told you he's like.
Oh yeah, he said he hasn't gotten sick in a long time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, Mom, who are you able to catch up with at the reunion that you... I know you talked to Mike Kent's wife a while. About, like, who else did you get a chance to meet and or talk to that you were happy to see?
I talked to all of them.
You're able to talk to everyone?
Yeah. And then, of course, all the boys.
Yeah.
All the boys, Marty, and of course Jim, and Melissa, and pretty much everyone.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, cool. Thank you.
I brought the mango sauce, sweet and sour, ketchup, and ginger.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I can't wait to test it all out. You are so cool.
Look at that.
Little buffet of sauce things. Would you like a fry, either of you?
Well, I like the basket. It looks like it was fried in its own little thing.
Want to try one of these dips, one of these sauces?
What was mango? Do you remember?
Plum one is good.
What's this?
I'm not sure.
That one's like a plum mango.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's a sweet sour?
This is good tart.
Mmm. This must be that mango she talked about. Mmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
I put some of that in my sandwich.
Yeah, that'd be good on the sandwich.
Ooh. Don't you dare tempt me. No, no.
Yeah, I'm glad there weren't as many people there this year as
the there are more
couple.
This year than last year?
No.
Oh.
There were people there last year I never saw before.
Oh. So you made some new friends?
People there, Josh didn't even know.
Wow, so he made new friends
last
too.
Last year.
How cool. Did you go last year, Jen?
No, she was in California.
Wow, I can only imagine if that many people showed up, how many of those people I went to school with at, like, I mean, talk about a reunion, holy cow.
Katura?
She was there?
She was
that's
there
awesome.
Last year. Yeah, she came from Milwaukee.
Here, whatever year I was here.
Yeah, she's there from Milwaukee.
Yeah, she's far now.
Yeah. She has like 5 or 6 kids.
It's amazing to see how many of these guys have kids and how many too. It's like,
yeah.
Wow.
In all different age ranges too, you know.
That was funny, something that Jim said. He's like, wow, man, we all got these kids around the same age. It's like we all decided to have kids at the same time. He's like the longest time none of us want to ever have kids. And all of a sudden, we all have kids at the same time. It's like, what's going on? Oh, my God, how funny.
And then Tim Grant's wife's oldest daughter has a baby now.
Holy cow.
And they're living with Tim.
So Tim came a couple times.
Yeah, so Tim's a grandpa.
Wow.
I think she's 16. And Rob Houston's son, Rob, both 2 sons have babies.
Mm.
So
oh, wow, those guys have babies.
Not AJ, but Rob. Robbie and
AJ.
Oh, and AJ?
Hmm.
I thought
you guys said AJ just had me. Or, I don't know, whoever the older one is. That's who they were going to visit.
Aha.
Here's an idea for a movie, or even a...
We're on a plane right now. Here's an idea.
Now, but when I say the boarding door is closed, make sure you put your cell phone on the airplane mode. Otherwise, you have to turn it off. We are traveling on Airbus A320 aircraft. There are 3 lavatories on the aircraft. 1 up front, 2 behind me, all the way in the back. Do please pay attention on the side. Side turn green is vacant. If it's red, it's occupying. The side also has the one in the back. The back is for the aft bathroom. The front is for forward bathroom, of course. Let's see, when you go in the bathroom, make sure you do business and make sure you flush. We have a flush button there, so make sure you flush. A lot of people forget about that, so I don't want to go after and take care of it. And another thing you guys always forget is forgot to lock the door, so make sure you latch the door. We have 4 flights on board today. My stuff is TT. Next to me here is Ashley. I just joined a trip with her today, first time. And then mid of the aircraft, that gentleman is Sam Allen, and then all the way in the back is Alexandra. 4 of us going to take care of you guys. Go to Las Vegas. If anything we can do to make your flight more enjoyable, you let us know. Thank you. Welcome aboard.
So there's the idea for either a movie or a TV show where a guy and his lady friend go to different locations.
Flight deck captain like that, our welcome aboard is here at 245.
1 second.
On our way to Vegas and then San Diego. Just finish up a couple things right now. We have a very, very minor maintenance situation. They're getting it all squared away, filling out the paperwork, and so we should be on the way here in just a few minutes. Unless you need to take off 3 hours, 8 minutes, take off touchdown. cruising altitude of 30,000 feet. Should be a pretty smooth ride. A few bumps over Kansas. There was a little weather that went through there last night. Air just commenced flight sensor counts. Very important safety information. Please give runway attention. We'll be on our way shortly.
So this idea, a guy and his lady friend, they'll go from location to location and make this big deal about proposing. You know, he'll propose to her. He'll propose to her. And it'll be this big crazy thing. They'll let the restaurant know about it. Everybody's clapping. They're all waiting for her answer. And then she says no. Boom, boom. And then craziness ensues. Wow, that'd be crazy. Maybe like people dressed up in like bear costumes. I don't know what, but gorillas maybe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
swooping
two
in
more
and
announcements.
They...
One, we have one big front seat available for purchase for $75. If you're interested, go ahead and let us know. Also, I know we're going to Vegas. Who's going in for a bachelor party? Who's going for birthdays? Divorces, marriages, anything. Yeah, all right. Look, guys, I know we're on our way to party. However, you cannot consume your own alcohol. If we find it, we take it. Well, don't do it anymore. So, again, if you want to purchase beverages, you're more than welcome, but please do not consume your own alcohol.
Isn't it interesting they brought up marriages? Look at that serendipity. We cut it right here. Real serendipity. So I was thinking the punchline is she says no. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, like gorillas or some strange thing happens. Or maybe people wearing horse heads or I don't know, something. Come rushing in and they pick them up. And they run out of the restaurant. Or maybe she goes no. And he goes, okay, fine, you pay for the meal then. Maybe he proposes to her after they... pay for the meal. And then the gorillas come in, so it's not like anyone's skipping on the bill. I'm still kind of brainstorming on this idea, but right now, that's the seed. That's the nugget. Jenny and I are now waiting at the Las Vegas airport. We have our, layover. Lay over here on our way back from Chi-Town to Los Angeles. And so we just found a power source, so we're plugged in. We also found some free Wi-Fi. Things are on the up and up. And while we're here, we're just kind of looking through Instagram. And so I want to read this. This is my friend Suze Rocks on Instagram. SUZ_ROX. She's got some great stuff on there. I'm not sure what book this is from. Maybe this is the name of the book, or maybe this is just a paragraph, but I think this is really awesome. The Road to Nowhere. Did you know that you are always exactly where you are supposed to be, even when you think you are not? It's your ego that thinks you should be somewhere else, doing something else with someone else as someone else. The ego is constantly searching for something. Its job is to seek, but never to find. So, we often spend our lives seeking, searching for something that always seems just over the horizon. Maybe you are searching for your purpose, yourself, your soulmate. But what do you think will be different once you find that? This moment, right now, is no different from that moment in the future. Right now, you are exactly where you are meant to be. This very moment is it. This very moment is the most amazing moment of your life, if you are open to its miracle. Now I read that, and I read that, of course, right after finding a power source and Wi-Fi. That moment felt different to me than the moment
before we had a power source and before we had Wi-Fi, and when my battery was at 62% and draining 1% each second. So it's interesting when you come across a passage like this. I think this is the kind of thing that is like would probably be like a good tattoo or something that you would have on your arm or something that you could always refer to and look at, because I admit being back in Chi-Town, there were many of those moments where I wish I was somewhere else, doing something else, in moments that felt, you know, sort of uncomfortable or a vibe of negativity. And it's interesting to read a passage like that and then to apply it in those situations. It's really quite interesting. I've heard about that so many times before. The idea that everything you need is just right here, right now. And I guess those are the challenges that we get to have. You know, it's much easier when you're in your apartment and it's sunny outside and the windows are open, you got some great music cranking, and you're making a podcast about positivity and, you know, manifesting your own reality and all that kind of stuff. It's so much easier then to be in that moment and be like, oh yeah, I'm in this vibe. It's so much, you know, that's not the time to be applying that stuff necessarily. I mean, yeah, every time is the time to be applying that stuff. However, I think like the real times to actually apply that knowledge is in those times when it's not particularly what you would anticipate as a fun moment or as a pleasing moment or as even an exciting moment. Those are those times to figure out how to make it pleasing, how to make it joyful, how to make it pleasant. Those are those times where you actually start applying the knowledge that you learn, things where, you know, instead of seeing as believing, it's actually believing as seeing. You know, those are those times where you really have to trust the process. And even if you see something that seems completely familiar to you, perhaps unfavorable, that you relate to as something unfavorable, that you've had many instances in the past where you're like, okay, this is unfavorable. Those are those times where you have to just go, okay, I'm trusting the process. You know, these unexpected circumstances are happening right now. Everything I need is in this moment. So what can I do to access those things? What can I do right now to feel calm in those moments, or to let stuff slide off of us, or to redefine how we receive information given to us at that time? There were a few times in the Chicagoland area where I was rude, short, cranky, grumpy, and in my brain I'm going, well, it's because of this circumstance that's making me this way. Well, that's the mark of a true sage, the mark of a true shaman, so to speak, is being able to apply the information you know in those situations. That's where it really feels like it really means something. And then you can come out the other end and go, oh my gosh, wow, I applied the knowledge I know and it worked, and holy cow, I had a choice in the matter. I can redefine this. And I gotta say, I dropped the ball on many occasions in being able to calibrate myself in that fashion. So I'm not too eager to get back into situations like that where I've got to do that again. I know those things make us grow. I know the challenges make us grow and expand our consciousness and expand our knowledge. And then once we get through that and our mind is expanded in those, so when we come across in the future similar circumstances, now we have some experience that we can draw from in that reservoir of knowledge in our brains that we can now apply to that situation. So it's definitely one of those lessons in practicing what you preach, practicing what you theorize. It's always a work in progress. I suppose if we were always the refined being that we may aspire to be, then where do you go from there, I guess? I remember reading an article about expert, you know, like, it's not necessarily good to be an expert. And the point that was being made was that if you call yourself an expert in something, or you're considered an expert in something, that kind of gives this idea that you're already at the level that you need to be, and there's no further learning. Like, you have no need for any further learning. You have no need for expansion, because you've already expanded as far as you can. You already know everything that you need to know about that thing, and that's it. You're the expert. Well, and then what do? You just rest on your laurels, as some people, as it's been said, rest on your laurels. You just sit there. Now, okay, cool. I'm king of the mountain. I'm just gonna sit here, so to speak. Perhaps there are other sides of the mountain that haven't been explored yet. Perhaps there are other nature-filled areas that, you know, have some delicious fruit in there that you haven't plucked yet. Fresh streams of consciousness that you can dip in and drink. Speaking of drinking, Jenny and I are drinking these medicine balls. Philly Ocean and I drink the medicine balls on our way to Yachtly Cruise shows. Anytime he feels a cold coming on, he'll get one of those. Now, I've been out of town. I've been away from my ozonator, so once we get back into town, I will be utilizing, the first thing I will do, I'll put it on a 20-minute cycle, give Jenny a tall glass of that ozonated water, another 20-minute cycle for myself, guzzle it down, and this is a perfect opportunity, actually, to test it out, because it's been, I think, 2 or 3 days since I started sneezing, and feeling sniffles and that little tickle in the throat, the congestion. Up until this point, whenever I felt something like that just teetering on the horizon, I'd immediately get the ozonated water and bam, wipe it out. This is a wonderful experiment to really, really push the pedal to the metal, as they say. M-E-T-T-L-E. Put the petal to the metal. P-E-T-A-L. That's a good one. See what that flower is made of. Put that petal to the metal. So now I get a chance to really see how that ozonator works when you've had a few days of a cold seeping into you. This medicine ball drink, I suggest this to anyone who has one of these. What I suggest first and foremost is definitely getting an ozonator. Get yourself an ozonator. The company I got mine from is A2Z. A2Z. If you Google that, you will find those ozonator machines. They're made right here in America. You can talk to the people on the phone. They got videos up. It's really, really quite intriguing. So I'm happy that I read this quote when I did. Right now it's 6:43. The plane will be leaving at 7:45 or something. How long of a flight is it, Jenny?
I think it's only like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's good. Hour and a half flight. And then we'll take that to the Van Nuys flyaway. And then an Uber ride. Uber ride from there, which I will most likely interview the Uber driver, so you can listen for that. Earlier in this podcast, you heard us out there at the cemetery visiting our relatives, and that's, you know, if you haven't been to visit your, if you've got relatives in the cemetery and you live near them and you haven't been there in a while, I suggest go out there and just sit there with them, and, well, with their remains. We all know that, well, not we all know, but I like to believe that when someone transitions over from this old shoe of a body into a higher vibrating consciousness, they probably got better things to do than to hang around their grave all the time. However, I would say sit there and just really soak in those memories, soak in those memories, soak in the history of what those people went through in their lives, because without their existence, you wouldn't be existing. So that's a pretty big deal. And if you have your grandparents or a grandparent alive right now, ask them all those stories. Ask them the stories, the stuff they haven't thought about in a long time. Like you heard earlier, we were talking with my mom about the corral and how she met James Brown. I never knew that. I would have never heard that story, and she would have never told that story if she was not reminded of all that stuff. So there are so many stories knocking around in there, and it's really intriguing, and you just might find a lot of interesting commonalities and similarities between how your relatives chose to handle situations. You know, how they might match up with how you choose to handle situations. There's a lot of wisdom. So we'll have more to talk about later in the car with the Uber driver.
What's up? What's up? What's up? That's so sweet. Thank you, BFS theme song. Oh, that just blessed my little heart. God bless you. I appreciate you chiming in with me. I pray you're having a good day. God always making a way, and I just try to be who I am every day going on. Just like you say, I'm going to tell it, let you know what's going on. Over here in H-Town, native New Orleans, New Orleanian. But keep it moving. I appreciate you, and God bless you. And I just thank God that you took time out to say hi to me, and I love it. I love the intro, and I will be plugging it in. God bless you. Much love. Peace. This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor.